I could not finish my sentence. People are scribbling. I'm like, whoa, this is working. And I tell you, it was one of the funniest sights to be seen. They ran to the back, ran. What could you create a back of the room rush for? What could you give away for free? What could you sell at a very inexpensive cost to get your market running to you?
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? It is your favorite person in the whole wide world, Anik Singhal, back with another episode. This week, we're doing a bit of a threefer, all right? So I never usually release episodes on Tuesday, but I'm on this massive high right now from the end of WebinarCon. I'm actually filming this right as Sunday evening. So we just finished. I am sloshed. I'm exhausted, but I'm also full of energy and I have just so much stuff I learned. Now, listen, I have to be respectful to the event because we all have an agreement and an NDA. So there's things that are taught at the event that I can't really talk about outside of the event, but it's so high level. Anyways, it's crazy. But I've been inspired and I have things I want to teach you that I learned from this event or that I got inspired from the event because I've met some of the best marketers. Again, 100 of the best marketers in the world in the room, over $1 billion in sales in that room, and just some tremendous knowledge. And so here's what I want to share with you. Today's episode is called Three Ways to Read a Customer's Mind. And it's how I got millionaires to rush to the back of the room during this event. I had a moment where I did something and it was so fun and awesome and silly. And I created a room full of millionaires ran. And so this is more talk about psychology, more talk about just conversion and getting you to really get in your customer's mind. Listen, if what I teach you now could create a scenario in which millionaires rush to the back of the room, can you imagine what you can do in your life? Three simple tips you can apply that'll help your relationships. It'll help you with your wife, your husband, your kids, your aunts, your uncles, your family. It'll help you with communication. It'll help you with sales. But before we do any of that, learn.com/5steps, LURN.com/5steps. If you're listening to us, I'm holding up my new book called The Silent Salesman, How He Sold $250 million Using This 5-Step Copywriting Formula. I'm giving this book away for absolutely free, the digital download. No shipping, handling, nothing, and the audio version of it on March 19th, live on our free workshop, which is going to be so powerful. I am going to teach you so much in the coming weeks about conversion, copywriting. I'm going to make you into a ninja starting today. We're going to talk about how to read a customer's mind. But I want you to go to learn.com/5steps, and I want you to save your seat for the workshop on the 19th, March 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern time. And anyone who shows up live will get this book for absolutely free. All right. I have another episode tomorrow. We'll talk more about, probably tomorrow, I'll talk a little bit more about the book itself. But today, let's talk about these three tips. So I'm going to give them to you real quick, and then I'm going to dive into them deeper. So tip number one is want, not need. Okay. This is something that's, it's become a slightly cliche statement amongst the marketing world. And I think people go around saying it, but I don't really think they get it. And so I want to give you an example that'll just solidify this, the story, the visual, that'll solidify this in your mind. Listen, if you want to be able to sell something, and I don't care who you are, don't tell me I'm not in sales. I don't want to sell. That's absolute BS. You are in sales. Even if you're not an entrepreneur, even if you're not in business, I don't care if you are an Uber driver. You're in sales. You're in sales in life. If you don't have a job, you're in sales. You know why? Because in our life, every day, all the time, we're constantly selling. When we talk, because we're constantly trying to influence, right? If you have friends, if you have a family, if you know another human being, you are trying to sell at all times. So knowing the want and not ever focusing on the need is one of the biggest ways to get in your customer's mind. Let me ask you, what does your customer want? Not need. What do they want? And a lot of times what they want makes no sense, but that's not important. One of the concepts that Rich Sheffrin brought up on stage, and I can talk a little bit about this. Rich Sheffrin, brilliant marketer, you know, one of the few gurus I really followed when I was growing up. He said, sell the customer what they want, give them what they need. I thought, oh, I've heard that before, but it was the way he said it. And it connected to something I had done that very day. Okay, you ready? So we have a big product launch that we're planning in October of this year. Yeah, it's months out, right? And that's the one where I want the very people that were in that room, I want them to promote this product launch. I want them to get behind it. And so I these are big guys. Like, they're not, and women, like big men and women that are just huge in their industry, and it's not easy to recruit them. And there's usually lots of hoops to jump through and lots of conversations to be had. And I thought, I've got them in one room. Let's do something fun. Now, let me ask you something. They're millionaires in this room. Millionaires, very wealthy, rich. What do they want? They usually get whatever they want. Actually, what do they need? I don't even know what they need. So I sat down and I was like, you know what? Knowing the makeup of this room, I don't care. You know what? I have an Apple iPhone. I have an Apple laptop. I have an Apple iPad. I have an Apple Watch. I have an Apple MacBook Pro. I have an Apple Mac, like the cylinder. I have all the Apple products. Yet I still want more. If you came to me right now and offered me a free iPad, I'm going to get super excited, like really excited, okay? Not just kind of excited. I'll get really excited. We like gadgets. We want gadgets. We don't need them. It makes no sense, but we want them. So I decided to try something fun. I said, you know, whenever we do launches, we always give away prizes, right? There's always prizes to be won if you promote our launches. They don't need any of them. We'll give away cars. We'll give away computers. We'll give away gift cards. We'll give away cash. They don't need any of that. They want it, right? And they want to this need, this desire to want, I decided to do something fun. I went out and I bought 48 Chromebooks. These were literally about $165. That's not very expensive. Maybe $200. I don't remember. They're different prices. $170, $180, whatever dollars. Listen, that's a joke. These individuals, they spend more than that on like drinks between 3 p.m. and 3:30 p.m. Like, this is a joke amount of money. So if they needed a Chromebook, they would have bought a Chromebook. They don't need it. They never bought it, but they want it. And most of them want something to take home. Like, they got kids. Like, they want to, this is a physical thing. It's fun. So I got on stage for 5 minutes, not even. And I said, ladies and gentlemen, I have a launch coming up in October. I would love for you to support. There's forms being handed out to you right now. If you could just do me a favor. It's not a full blown commitment, but if you could just fill the form out and tell me that you're willing to support my launch in October, I want every single person that fills out this form to leave this place with a free Chromebook. And I held it up. I said, this is yours. I got 48 in the back. Now we have 100 in the room. So on the first 48 that get to the back of the room with this form filled out, you get to walk away right now with a Chromebook. I could not finish my sentence. People are scribbling. I'm like, whoa, this is working. And I tell you, it was one of the funniest sights to be seen. They ran to the back, ran, like just ransacked the table. And people are laughing. They're having fun with, they know what I'm doing. They're marketers. And they're laughing. They're like, holy crap, Anik, you created a back of the room rush with millionaires. Just giving away a $200 Chromebook. This is so crazy. And they have one in their hands. They're laughing, but they have one. And you know what? I had a big sticker on there saying my launch is happening. This is the psychology I talk about, right? But no, notice how I could have done anything, right? Like, what do marketers need? Okay. Oh, they need more marketing training, or they need, you know, some checklist for their marketing, or I don't know, they need like journals or whatever. That's not sexy. It's not what they want. And now that we've got reciprocity going on, they feel like they took something from me that they got for free that maybe they'll go home and give to their kids or whatever. And so the likelihood of them promoting my launch is really big. And it didn't need those phone calls. It didn't need convincing. We didn't have to talk about cross promotions. It was like, I just offered something for free that was fun, want, not need. Back of the room rush. Man, that to me, I really had a moment there and I thought, this is a lesson to be learned. It does not matter how advanced, it does not matter the financial setting of the market you talk to. They want something. If they want something, they will move heaven and earth to get it from you. So think about what could you create a back of the room rush for? Right? What could you give away for free? What could you sell at a very inexpensive cost to get your market running to you? But what is it that they want, not need? A lot of times we are trying to sell people what they need, not what they want. So the first tip to reading a customer's mind is knowing a list of what they want. All right. What are the kinds of things they want? All right. And it doesn't look, what does a Chromebook have to do with my launch coming up in October? Nothing. But I got their attention and I tied something that is unrelated. This is something Perry Belcher talked about on stage. It was brilliant. He spoke about a book called Giftology that you have to read, and I'm going to read it. But he said the gift has nothing to do with the thing that you're trying to get to eventually. You just want their attention. That's what I did. I gave away something that had nothing to do with the launch, got their attention. Now I got them all committed to my launch. And they really did, or they're committed. They talked to me afterwards too to get the commitment. All right. Okay. Let's move into tip number 2. Okay. This is very important. So we talked about making a list of what they want. Now let's talk about a list of what they fear. fear, very powerful motivator. So I want to relate it back because I want to give you visuals and stories, and I want to keep bringing up WebinarCon and relate it back to WebinarCon, this killer event we had. By the way, yeah, I'll tell you about this in a second. It's crazy because we're already announced WebinarCon too. It was such a success. So what does your target demographic fear? Oh, they definitely have fears. And get specific. Like, what keeps them up at night? What stresses them out? And so for my audience, because these are successful, they're wealthy, they are names, they are brands, they have lists, they have egos, what would someone with that level of success fear? Now, you might be thinking fear of failure, fear of that. Maybe, but no, not really. When you're at that level, you have a fear of missing out. We talked about this yesterday's episode. If you didn't listen to it, I talked to you about my sales psychology of how I was able to get 100 millionaires to buy thousands of dollars worth of tickets to come to this event within a matter of just a few weeks. I talked about FOMO, fear of missing out. That is one absolute fear that these people would have that were in this room. Because they want to be on the inside, right? And once you attain such a level of success, what do you really want? You want to be part of the secret society. You want to be part of the group that everyone looks up to. So one of the things I realized, one of the ways that I realized that we could really grow WebinarCon. So this is what we're going to be doing now. And how can you deploy this in your market? We are going to create a club. Like, people that came to this event, we want to create a community. We want to create a secret handshake. We want to create a secret something, a lapel pin that says WC that means nothing to the rest of the world unless you've been to WebinarCon. You're a graduate of one of our WebinarCons. And every year we'll change it. So everyone would know, are you a current member? And then once you've been for 5 years in a row, you'll get like an upgraded one, maybe a little diamond bezel on it or something. So create exclusivity. And as soon as we do that, everybody else who doesn't have it says, I want that. I want to be in that crowd. Fear of missing out and missing out. Right now on the internet, on Facebook, people have gone mad because they're seeing so many pictures of the success of this event. I'm getting hit up on Facebook left and right. People saying, please, how do I get in? How do I get this? So we're already, I'll tell you in the next stat, like, we are already crushing our registrations. I mean, we're going to be sold out. It's not for another 13 months, and we're going to be sold out probably in the next 30 days because we've deployed FOMO, fear. So what you're going to do then, and when you get inside your customer's mind, what you want to do is find their biggest want, their biggest fear, the biggest one you can think of, and you're going to find a way to tap all of those. It doesn't have to be through the same thing. But tap all of those at one time and you are in your customer's mind. You got mind control going on. And now, tip number three, and this is my favorite one, my favorite copywriting technique, my favorite way to create conversion, get attention, retain attention, and literally shake someone to their core. And we ended up doing it by mistake at WebinarCon, didn't even realize it, okay? And that is why we had such a huge number. I'm gonna report in a second now. Ready? The last one to get inside your customer's mind is, what won't they talk about, but they think about all the time? It's different than fear. It's not necessarily what they're afraid of. It could be what they're afraid of, but it's not necessarily what they're afraid of. It's just something they think a lot about, but perhaps through embarrassment or perhaps through not feeling like it's appropriate, they won't vocalize it. Or maybe they don't feel like they know the right people to vocalize it too. So it's in their minds, but it's not really being talked about. And that, in this case, I found out at the end. Here's what we did. On the third day, we put out a great deal. The next WebinarCon 2 is not until April of 2021. And we put out a good deal for everyone that was in the room and said, if you can buy before you leave this room, we'll give you this huge discount. Would you believe that we are 40% sold out for WebinarCon 2? 40% sold out for WebinarCon 2. And so I was wondering, I'm like, man, I know everyone loved the event and I get all of that, but there's got to be something going on here that by the time we actually kind of gave the opportunity, a lot of people had left. They had flown out already on the day third. There was like 65 people in the room. We ended up closing about 75% of the room that was there. And now we're total 40% seats sold out. I figured out what it was because I was talking to one of my oldest friends, Herc. He came up and he said something and it had a major epiphany for me. He said, you know what? I came to this event expecting deals, expecting networking, but actually some of my biggest problems got solved. I wasn't even expecting. some of these struggles I've been having, confusion, overwhelmed. I didn't know where to go. They got solved. I didn't realize people started solving these problems for me. I am on cloud nine. And I thought, there it is. These marketers are top of the line marketers. They are top of their game. Guess what they don't talk about? They don't talk about their struggles. They don't talk about the fact that maybe there's confusion. Maybe they've not know how to do something. Maybe they're a little bit lost. But at this event, in a closed room of people that are their peers, maybe someone brought it up. Maybe someone around them brought it up and all of a sudden got their attention. Oh my God, he's talking about a show rate problem. He's talking about a technology problem. Okay, hey. Since you mentioned it, I've got that too. Now imagine how you can do that in copy. Imagine if your headline brings out a point that they only think about but don't talk about, you're going to get their attention like that. And so that was why we sold out, because I found out that they came for the networking and that was great and they loved it, loved us for it. But the reason, real reason they're coming back is because they found a room of people that understand them, a room of people that understand what they're thinking and not just what they're saying, a room of people that are like them that they can open up to. How can you create that environment with your copy? What can you say in your words and in your pitch? That's the formula right here in this book. Listen, I want you to go to learn.com, LURN.com/5steps. There's an amazing registration page for a webinar coming up on March 19th. Everyone who shows up, you get my book, The Silent Salesman, for free. I will teach you the 5-step copywriting formula in this book for free that literally basically walks you through getting the thoughts out of people's minds and getting copy that is so intriguing that it literally speaks specifically to them. So here's the deal. Right now, LURN.com/5steps. I want you to understand something. Why am I constantly using WebinarCon as an example to teach you copywriting? Because copywriting and knowing this skill will change how you communicate. It will change how you live. It will change how you engage with everyone around you. And I want you to take away from that. So I'm seeing a stacking of success in my life. The more and more I continue to double down and increase my conversion skills, which is why we've devoted this whole month of March for Learn Nation to talk about conversion. All right, WebinarCon was amazing. If you want to know more about it, I'm going to tell you right now, you got to go look. Probably check out WebinarCon.com, but we haven't updated the page yet. The new page will be coming, but this is not something anyone can buy. You have to qualify, you have to be invited to it. It's going to be an amazing event the next year. One, we're going to be sold out here probably in about 30 or 45 days, which means for a year, we will not know what to do. But anyways, it's been an absolute honor serving them. So thank you for everyone who's watching and who came to WebinarCon. But listen, the rest of you, these are the 3 tips to get inside your customers' minds. Wants, not needs. List of fears, and what won't they talk about, but they think about all the time. Write those 3 out. You're going to love it. All right. So again, LURN.com/5steps, my new book. It's out. I'm going to give it to everybody who shows up for the workshop on March 19th for free. It will change your life. Matt's my commitment to you. I'm excited. I'm going to give you the audio and the digital download. I'll be back tomorrow with another powerful episode just to drive home how much work we're doing in the conversion world this month. Going to be awesome. All right. And remember, March 19th, we're also going to kick off our 21-day challenge. Ooh, it's going to be fun. My commitment to you, 21 days. Give me 21 days. I'll turn you into a better copywriter than 80% of the copywriters in the world. That's my challenge. That's my commitment. That's your challenge. That's my commitment. All right. Having said that, listen, ladies and gentlemen, when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, push it the heck back. Please leave me a great review on iTunes. Go to Onyx Podcast to listen to all of our other episodes. And if you're watching this on YouTube, hit subscribe, click like, leave a comment. I'll see you soon. Love you guys. Go out there, kick some butt. This is Onyx and Gall signing off. When life pushes you, again, stand straight, smile, push it the heck back. Talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx and Gall.